Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 18th. From Capital Coverage, Colorado's oil and gas regulators say they will put some drilling applications through a more rigorous review process. That's after a study found people in close proximity to the sites face health risks. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
The study found that when wells are being constructed, people within 2,000 feet of them could experience headaches, dizziness, and other short-term symptoms, but only under extreme conditions. The state says applications for permits less than 2,000 feet from homes will face more scrutiny. But Jeff Robbins, who leads the state board that reviews applications, says residents who already live close to an active well shouldn't be worried.
For those existing wells that are in the production phase, the study is not implicating any health impacts. And that's the vast majority of the existing wells.
Meanwhile, some elected officials want to do more. Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg says the state should stop considering all permits for wells within 2,000 feet of homes until more safeguards are put in place. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And here's a wildfire update on Friday. According to the Delta County Independent, the United States Forest Service, Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests announced that fire resources were dispatched to a fire in the Grand Mesa National Forest. Dispatch received a report at 10:42 a.m. Thursday of a fire in the vicinity of Youngs Creek. The Youngs Creek fire has been reported at being approximately 16 acres. The cause has not been determined. And this is from the Montrose Daily Press. A wildfire was reported early Wednesday morning, 9 miles east of Ridgeway and south of Chimney Rock and Courthouse Mountain in the Uncompahgre Wilderness of the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests. The elevation of the fire is near 10,000 feet. The flames damaged approximately 100 acres of dense forests, and the fire was still out of control late Wednesday. Officials said the potential for rapid fire spread is high and that heavy smoke will be visible throughout Mesa, Delta, Montrose, Ouray, San Miguel, Hinsdale, and Gunnison counties. People are urged to stay away from the area and to remember that dry conditions exist throughout the area. The blaze has been dubbed the Cow Creek Fire based on its location in the Cow Creek watershed, which includes Red and Oban Creeks. It is in rugged, roadless terrain, which leaves firefighters with a tough task of bringing it under control. With light summer rains and windy conditions this fall, the fire danger on the western slope is high. Authorized Unmanned Aircraft Systems, or drones, are a useful tool that firefighters use in gathering data. However, unauthorized use of drones by the public is prohibited near active wildfires due to safety. Members of KVNF have the opportunity to vote for the candidates seeking seats on the board of directors. For KVNF News, Corey Stanton brings us the story and brief statements from each candidate.
KVNF's annual meeting is coming up on Monday, October 21st, and there are four candidates running for three positions for the board of directors. The meeting is open to the public, but you must be a KVNF member to vote. Visit kvnf.org for information on each candidate and ballot instructions. Here's a message from each candidate.
I'm Pam Ellison. I have served on the KVNF board of directors for the past 5 years and am currently serving as president. Thanks to the four-year tenure of our recent general manager, KVNF is on firm financial footing. During my time on the board of directors, KVNF opened Studio M, the broadcast studio in Montrose. This has increased our presence greatly in that area. Our membership is now growing, and we are supported by many local and regional businesses, both in underwriting and sponsorships. I would like to continue to serve on the board during the current period of transition as we hire a new general manager. I feel that it is important to provide continuity to maintain the momentum that KVNF now has.
My name is Bruce Herr, and I'm from Montrose. I'm on the KVNF board of directors and have been for just about 6 years. I think we've accomplished a lot since I've been on the board. We've hired a lot of staff, and starting to advance the news program and starting a lot of new things, especially the studio in Montrose. We've really grown, and I'd like to keep that going and continue to grow and connect all of our communities. If I'm reelected, I will keep the momentum going that we have in Montrose. And I've been a listener for 40 years now and enjoy working with my fellow board members and the staff here at KVNF.
Hi, I'm Betsy Marston, and I'm running for the board of KVNF. I've lived in Paonia for, these 40-something years. I've been involved in journalism here all that time. And I'm running for the board because I care about the station. I see its success as it expands and grows stronger. I want to support that. I just care about the institution of KVNF. It is a strong, healthy business, and it's great for the local community, and it's very, very great for the Western Slope as a whole. So I just want to support it. I want to enhance it. I want to help it survive.
My name is John Wendt from Orchard City, Colorado, and I'm running for the KVNF Board of Directors, and I'd be honored to have your vote. And the reason why I'm running is I've gotten so much through my years of being a volunteer at KVNF since the 80s, and I want to have that opportunity to participate and give something back to the community. I have served on the Board of Directors prior to this in the 90s, and I sure enjoyed my tenure doing that. I think community radio is a viable and incredible important part of who our community is, and we have a unique ability and footprint that we're a volunteer-driven radio station that serves the entire Western Slope of Colorado in so many ways. I've been a DJ since the early 80s in KVNF, and I just feel we're so blessed to have the radio community we have, and I'd like to be a part of the Board of Directors to help achieve the ongoing goals of the KVNF Board of Directors.
And finally today, North Fork Valley residents and fans of Paonia High School athletics have an opportunity tonight to help one of their own. Longtime Paonia High School coach Scott Rinks was recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Rinks is best known as the Paonia girls basketball coach, having led the Eagles to state championships in 2010 and 2017. Rinks is a 4-time Coach of the Year. Tonight's annual Pink Night event at the high school will be a benefit for the Rinks family. The proceeds from the girls' volleyball matches against Meeker at 3, 4, and 5 p.m. will all go to the Rinks family, and there will be an auction and an all-you-can-eat dinner for the public throughout the evening at the high school that will also benefit the Rinks family. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, October 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.